I'll call this meeting to order. It's June 7th, 2013. This is the Friday session of the meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. Welcome, everyone. Not a large audience, but everyone who's in the room, thanks very much for attending. We always start with our commissioner's discussion. Does anyone have anything to impart to the rest of the group? Interest, Commissioner Schmitten.
Here, maybe I can start. As I had a truly a positive experience, and I wanted to share it. I'd like to thank Assistant Director Lisa Venerosa and her staff for inviting me to attend and speak at their Habitat Summit. It was held in Wenatchee 2 weeks ago or so. I have to admit, it was one of the best organized. Her leadership and her staff's leadership, programs I've been around or been a part of. Speakers included a person from the SAGE Rod and Reel organization. It included Bill Wilkerson, and I had a chance to be a speaker as well. Some of the topics, HPA work session, renewable energy, water rights, SEPA basics, help me help you recruiting the best fit candidates. It goes on and on and on for 3.5 days. The director and I were a panel, which was fun, and we were to talk, I guess this, we're the senior citizens, about life experiences as related to habitat. And so that gave you a lot of room to talk. But bottom line, we don't do this often. And to do it right makes you know it's worth a worthwhile exercise. And a big thank you to her.
Sounds great. Commissioner Kaney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to mention we were, for my work, we were hoping to put on some type of a training up in the Med Hal for, you know, just to show the importance of the wildlife there and not poaching. And I'd actually never heard of the Eyes in the Woods program. And so I contacted Jim Brown, and he said, "We'll do it." It'll be my last official action before I move on in my position. And so he got a hold of some of the WDFW folks, and we teamed up with Western Wildlife Outreach, and we're going to hold that this week. And so that was really exciting. I'd never really been involved much in that program, but reading about it, it's just a great program to get people out in the woods, but also kind of to send that message that, you know, poaching is just not accepted, and there might be somebody watching. So I was really happy with the response from the WDFW staff, because it was about a week turnaround to get it to happen. So, yeah.
Very responsive. I went through that Eyes in the Woods training several years ago, and it is incredibly well organized and helpful. I still have the little book with the pencil that they give everyone to write down what they see in the woods, and then they instruct you on what the most valuable pieces of information are to pass along to enforcement, and they give you safety tips too about because they want to make sure that citizens don't try to put themselves in the place of enforcement officers. So it's really an excellent. I recommend to everyone on the commission that you go through the Eyes in the Woods training just to get a sense of what it is. Other interesting... yes, Commissioner Perry.
I talked to a number of people who are really avid fishers and hunters over the past couple of months, and there was one complaint that came out loud and clear from all of these folks, which I was really kind of surprised at, in the fact that the access permit is simply being ignored. And they were complaining that they were at this place or that place around the Columbia Basin mostly, and that that would be all the way from two or three cars to often in one place 50, and very, very few having the access permit, and no enforcement of it at all. And the comment was you need more enforcement. And I think that's pretty obvious, but I was sort of surprised that there wasn't a little more adoption of the Discover Pass. But I haven't been out and around to observe that all that much, but they had, and they were very unhappy that people weren't following through.
Thank you. Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One of the things that we get as commissioners is a daily summary of interesting news articles. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about one of the ones that came across, and the title is USGS, U.S. Geological Survey, shows U.S. amphibian population declining at rapid alarming rates. They just did their first ever estimate of how fast frogs, toads, salamanders in the U.S. are disappearing. And according to the study released in the scientific peer-reviewed journal, even the species of salamanders presumed to be relatively stable and widespread are declining. And the declines are occurring in amphibian populations pretty much everywhere they looked, from swamps in Louisiana to the Rocky Mountains and the Sierras. That raises a question for me as the Fish and Wildlife Commissioner. What are the population trends in our state? What are we doing to monitor our amphibian populations? And I've seen some of the work we've been doing, and we've heard about it in the past, but and amphibians, you know, we do have high diversity for amphibians in this, in our state relative to many. But it's not just amphibians, it's other species as well, and a lot of groups of animals associated with freshwater habitat. Another news article we saw predicted that in California, 82% of the native fish would be extinct or pretty much pushed out of the state from climate change in the next 50 years. An estimate, we don't know what's going to happen. But again, we have freshwater mussels, and we're not really paying a whole lot of attention to those, and those fall under our purview as fish and wildlife that we have responsibility for. You know, it's a sobering time, and we have a lot of challenges in front of us to figure out how we prioritize our focus and resources to deal with all the biological challenges that we're going to have coming across our in front of us over the next few years. So it's a sad thing.
Thank you. Good message. Other comments? All right. I just wanted to pass along some words of reinforcement, affirmation, compliments from one of our more active constituents, Ron Garner, and I talked a few days ago, and he had really wonderful things to say about Heather Reed's work with the sport fishers and promoting the development and use of the descender devices. I don't know if you were going to talk about that, Director Anderson, but she's just done a terrific job, and I don't know if Heather gets a lot of pats on the back, but she deserves one here. So you can pass that along. Compliments from the stakeholders on that one. I guess we can move on then to the meeting minutes. We've got some minutes to consider. The May 3rd meeting minutes and the May 31st conference call minutes. Does anyone have any changes to recommend to either of those minutes? If not, Commissioner Perry, would you like to make the motion?
Yes, I would move that we adopt the minutes for May 3rd, 2013, and May 31, 2013, as written in the notebook.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion's been seconded by Commissioner Schmitten to approve the May 3rd, 2013 and May 31st, 2013 minutes as presented. Further discussion? Commissioner Jennings?
As I was not at the May 31st meeting, I will be abstaining.
Thank you. Commissioner Carpenter?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also was not in attendance on the May 31st conference call.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries with two abstentions. All right.